Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We read in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Genesis is filled with events that take faith to believe. The making of the universe, the creation of humanity, and the judgment of the fall. The Bible will continue to call us to believe in miraculous events until its very last page. But it isn't just Bible believers who understand this. British biologist Rupert Sheldrake was honest enough to say, quote, "Modern science is based on the principle, give us one free miracle and we'll explain the rest. The one free miracle is the appearance of all the mass and energy in the universe and all the laws that govern it in a single instant from nothing." End quote. It isn't just one miracle, of course. Everything coming from nothing, order from chaos, the fine-tuning of the universe, and living things coming from non-living material, these are one-off events that defy the laws of science. So as we look at the next chapter in human history, the beginning of civilization, the flood in Noah's day, and the formation of the nations, we'll have to decide whether the Bible is authoritative or we are. Do we, or the experts, decide what is truth, or does God? Remember that science is constantly in a quest to disprove what they think they know. And science can't answer life's most important questions, like, why are we here? Or what is life's purpose? Only the Creator can answer these. So I'll side with the Apostle Paul when he wrote in Romans 3, verse 4, "Let God be true, but every man a liar." In other words, if God says something and the world's experts disagree, I'll stand with God. Many Christian scientists agree. God wants us to think. That's why he gave us minds. But when he says something, he also wants us to take him seriously.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.